Morning, Liam.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. The rain about. Look, we need it, but it's not going to be too flash to be out the open water. It's going to be pretty windy by the looks of it, but I don't want to get wet and windy at the same time trying to catch a fish.
No, that's right, mate. I'm not going to complain about it because we need it, but not ideal for fishing over the weekend. But hey, you know, it's going to make it better in a week's time or something like that. It'll flush a few of the crabs out and maybe bring the prawns on. So
tomorrow, Saturday, is actually National Prawn Day.
Is it?
Yeah.
There
yep.
you go.
Yep, people might be able to get into a feed of prawns.
Yeah, if they're super keen, if they want to go stand out in the rain and the midges and go for it. I won't be.
You won't be. When the rain's all over and people are putting their pots in, because it will flush out the muddies, obviously. Mate, where's some good spots for people to keep in mind? Because I know a few people are going to probably shoot out straight away as soon as the rain lifts.
I mean, up through the Narrows and over in Graham's Creek would be good. Look, they don't get, if we get the sort of rain they're talking over the weekend, then it's going to make a lot of the systems maybe run fresh. Like the calliope might run fresh. So that's probably not the best spot to put your pot, because the crabs still need salt water. So them creeks, them systems that don't run fresh, like Graham's Creek and up through the Narrows, will be the go, because they'll get flushed out of the places like calliope and whatnot. Down Turkey Beach is worth a look as well.
Casting, mate, for prawns?
You know, I know that they're down at Coliseum because I went and got a few the other day. So that's probably a safe option. I know they're getting them into Tooloola Bends as well. So yeah, any creek with mud drains in it after this rain and the big tides is going to have prawns in it.
Yeah.
The beauty of that is that we're not the only thing that eats prawns. So the grunner and the barra and salmon and all that, they'll be in them drains sitting and waiting for a feed of prawns as well.
Might be a good time to maybe have a look at their tackle boxes, their rods, their reels, and go, might need to do something about this and maybe get it fixed, because you can't do much fishing. A good time to bring all that into you to have a look at, eh?
That's it, mate. We find that them weekends of rain when no one can get out, when they get in and do a bit of retail therapy, maybe treat themselves to a new reel or a new rod, or, yeah, get your gear fixed up and get ready to go.
Oh, well, they can pop down and see you, your dad, or any of the team at Complete Angling and find you down at Gladstone Harbour.
Yes, mate, we'll be here.
Have a great week. Let's hope it clears for next weekend. We'll chat then, eh?
Sounds good, mate. Have a good one.